Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechet Pesachim, and we are up to the middle of Perek Ches, up to Mishnah Ches. Mishnah starts off continuing on a halacha that we learned previously, that an onen, even though midrabbanan they extended his aninus into the evening, but when it comes to the Karban Pesach, because of zechir of karis, they did not uphold their Issa Derabanan, because they wanted the Onen to be able to partake in the Karban Pesach at night. So therefore, an Onen is Tovel, V'ochel is Pischa, and he can eat from the Karban Pesach La'erev in the evening. But that's only, the Rabbanan stepped aside, only in the case of a Karban Pesach, because there's a Chi of Karis. Avaloba Kachim, but not on with regard to other Kachim, which is only Mitzvah Sase. There the Rabbanan upheld their Isser of an Onen, even through the nighttime. Then the Mishnah says, Hashomei al Meso, somebody who hears about a mace for which he has to keep Avelus. It's not talking about the Yom HaMisa, but the day in which he heard about the mace. Or Vamalakad Lotzamos, somebody who is involved in gathering the bones of a mace for which he would have to practice Avelus. And the Kahati explains that in previous historical experiences, they were oftentimes they buried their basin in a temporary burial place, only to move them later into a more permanent burial place. So on the day that he's Malakad Atzamos, in both these cases, this is not as severe as an Onen. The Shamei al Meso or the Malakad Atzamos is not as severe as an Onen. So therefore, the Rabbanan were a little more easy or lax, and they allowed the person in the evening to eat kachim, even not Karban Pesach. So in the case of Shomei al-Meso or Malakad Lo'atzamos, Mishnah says Tovel, he was able to be Tovel v'ochel b'kachim, and he could eat in the evening of the kachim. Then the Mishnah gives an example of a ger. A ger shenis gayer, a ger who was megayer Erev Pesach. So the question is, what about his eating Pesach first night on the Karban Pesach? So B'Shamay amrim Tovel v'ochel es Pischol Erev. He can be Tovel, and he can partake in the Karban Pesach, like all the other Jews, in the evening. Basila, however, is stricter, surprisingly. Basila says, HaPorish min ha'orla, someone who removes the orla from himself. Keporish min ha'kever is like someone who just came away from a kever, and is tamei meis, and has to wait 7 days, and he has to be sprayed with the water of the ashes of the Parah Aduma in order to purify himself, and therefore he cannot partake of the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara explains that the case in which they're arguing is Dafka by a ger, when it says Parash Min Orla, because a non-Jew is not Metame to a mace. So therefore, if the non-Jew is able to be Tovel and that night partake in the Karban Pesach, we're afraid, we'd make a gzera that in future years, where he might become Tamei Erev Pesach, he might think that all you have to do is be Tovel, and you can partake in the Karban Pesach that night. And that is not the case. He won't realize that the year in which he was a ger, Tumah didn't apply. And so therefore, we are gozer for other years where the ger might not understand and might, by mistake, partake of the Karban Pesach, even though he's Tamei, and therefore ineligible. However, the case of somebody who is removing himself of an orla, and we're talking about an oral Yisrael, let's say, for example, if he had brothers that were Mesa Machmas Mila, who died because of Bris Mila, and therefore was not permitted to do a Bris, so he was an oral Yisrael. In that case, if he were to do a Bris Mila, we are not afraid of the Gzera, that he might confuse Tumah in future years, because since he was always a Jew, and he still is a Jew, nothing's changed in that regard, so we don't have the concern about Exer of Tumah, and therefore an Arl Yisrael that removed himself from the Arla would not be Kiporish Men HaKever, and even in that case, even Basila would agree that he can partake of the Karban Pesach. With that, we end Mishnah Ches, and we end Perek Ches. Now we begin the ninth Perek, Perek Chi. Now, the next few Mishnahs, the first few Mishnahs of Perek Ches, we'll deal with Pesach Sheni, people who are not able to partake of the Karban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, for whatever reason we'll discuss. They can make it up on Pesach Sheni. Now, the Torah specifically says in Bamidbar, Perek Tez, V'ha'ish asher hu tar uv'derech l'hoya, a person who was tar, and he was not traveling on the road, meaning he was not far away from Yerushalayim at the time, so that he was able to partake of the Karban Pesach, v'chod l'asus ha'pesach, and he did not do the Karban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, so he didn't have the excuse that he was tamei, and he didn't have the excuse that he was far away. So then, v'nichursa, then that such a person would be mechayiv karis, he would have a chiyiv karis, and we gave him Pesach Sheni in order to make it up. However, what if there are other reasons why the person was not able to make the Pesach Rishon? Then the Mishnah is going to tell us that it's not as severe, and that's basically important in entering the beginning of this Mishnah. Misha haya tamei, if somebody was tamei, or he was far away from the Beis Hamikdash, v'lo asa sarishon, and therefore he was not able to do Pesach Rishon. So in this case, he has a chiyuv karis because he was not mekayem Pesach Rishon. However, he is he's sort of on hold, and he has till Pesach Sheni to rectify it. Yasus Hasheni. Then he can do it in Pesach Sheni, and that saves him. However, Mishnah says Shogag Onenas. What if he was a shogeg by mistake? He could not do the Karban Pesach Onenas, or he was an ones, and he had no choice, and he was unable to do the Karban Pesach for the first Pesach Rishon. V'lo aseh es harishon. Then yas es hasheni. Then you should do it Pesach Sheni. Now the Mishnah asks, what's the difference between the first case where it says Mishaya Tamer B'derech Rechoka is Yasa Sarishan, Yasa Sasheni, and then the second case of Shogag Onenas, Losa Sarishan, why are there two separate cases? What is it coming to teach us? And Kain Lama Nemar Tame Mishaya B'derech Rechoka, that he was Tame or he was B'derech Rechoka, isn't that a case of Shogag Onenas? Says the Mishnah, no. There is a difference. Sheila Patura Mehikares, Ve'elu Chayavim Mehikares. The Shogeg by Onus were obligated to partake of the Pesach Rishon. It's just that because of the Shogeg or because of the Onus, they weren't able to. So therefore, the Chiyuv Karus exists, and they have to rectify it by the Pesach Sheni. However, the case of Tomei or Derech Rechoka, then the Chiyuv Karis, because they were Tomei or Derech Rechoka, Chiyuv Karis does not apply. And that's the difference between the first case and the second case. If you look in the Bartanura, he says, on Ve'el Chayavim Bikaris, he says, Ashogiga Onos Chayavin, Hoyu B'Pesach Rishon, Elashag Shkoga V'ha Onos Ikvasan, prevented them, Ugeshe Zidu, V'la'os Pesach Sheni, and if they were negligent and did not do the Pesach Sheni, should then Chayav and Bikaris. Then they would be Chayav and Karis. And he brings the Pasuk. Mashma, it appears, they'll call Shar Shgogas V'onsin Shira Barishon, except for Tame and Derech Rechoka, Chayav and Bikaris, and Lavas Pesach Sheni. They would be Chayav Karis if they did not do Pesach Sheni. With that, we end Mishnah Aleph and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Base.